see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two of today's show here on this Thursday, June the 11th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages during the break. One asked me point blank if I served in the military. No, I did not. Both my father and Vicky's father served in World War II. They ended the Vietnam War before I could enlist. Also, I want people to understand that everything that Mr. Chernin wrote in that letter does not require any boots on the ground. President Trump is not going to put boots on the ground to carry out the regime change. What we can do is provide the equipment, the arms, the advice, the training, whatever is necessary to the Iranian people to get them to overthrow this regime. That's point number one. Point number two, any military use is going to be done from the skies. Whether it's drones, whether it is ballistic missiles, tomahawks, whatever weaponry the president and his military chiefs, generals decide to do and use will be done. Not one military soldier is going to lose their life on the ground in Iran. Whether I served or not has nothing to do with it. It's irrelevant. It's time to finish the job in Iran, pure and simple. And the point of the matter that people with such limited mental capacity have to understand, this is ongoing right now. I'm just reading a letter from a gentleman that I happen to agree with. I have First Amendment rights. I have a right to my opinion, just like you have the right to your opinion. I have no problem with you texting my phone. But the thing you have to understand, this is a huge, critical point in our world's history. The world. If Iran is freed up, the Iranian people are able to take their country back and become part of a civilized world in the Middle East and be part of the world global economy. 90 million people. A quarter of our population. If they are freed up with their oil, God-given natural reserves that they have, along with all the other things that they are capable of producing and providing to the world, this is going to set back China big time. China wants to dominate the world. Long-term plan, willing to wait out centuries to make it happen. Communist China wants to dominate the world. So does Islamic jihadists. Combine the two of them, we're done. This could change everything. So forget your little snarky comments about me serving. Going to Lansing, we'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Heading to Lansing, budget making is in a better place than this time last year. Democratic Senator Darren Calamari of Trenton, who who oversees the Senate Democrats' pre-K through 12 budget, the school aid budget, said yesterday he feels the legislators are in a better place than we were last year when it comes to creating a school aid budget before July 1st. Last year, the Democratic-controlled Senate and Republican-led House failed to have budgets done by the time the new fiscal year started on October 1st. For the public schools, the lack of a budget before the 4th of July weekend created reported concerns among school administrators regarding their new hires, what grants would be available to them, and even the longevity of the free breakfast and lunch program for the 2025-2026 school year. At the start of the year, Governor Gretchen Whitmer called on legislators to send budget deals to her desk for fiscal year 2027 by June 30th, basically 19 days from right now. Calamari told reporters, "We are actually moving forward and conversations are occurring. We haven't had any formal negotiations on the school aid side between myself," Calamari, again, the Senate chair for the Democrats, "between myself and State Representative Tim Kelly, Republican of Saginaw, yet." Kelly, of course, is the chair of the House Budget School Aid Committee. Calamari continued, said, "But I think that there has been some progress happening. And I feel a lot better about where we are right now compared to last year." However, Calamari did note that, quote, "everything can change quickly," end quote. One issue delaying the budget negotiations is a disagreement between the House Republicans, the governor's office, and the Senate Democrats over how to address funding gaps tied to the new federal government's restrictions and fraud prevention standards surrounding Medicaid and food assistance. The governor wants some type of revenue increases to prevent future health care cuts. The governor's proposed new sin taxes on vaping, online gaming, and digital advertising, for example. Meanwhile, House Speaker Matt Hall will only go there if lawmakers more seriously pursue property tax cuts instead of new tax creation. Well, Calamari responded, "What we're talking about is people's ability to get access to a doctor. And if you don't have access to Medicaid and you don't go see a doctor, where do you go? You go to the emergency room at the hospital. When they go to the emergency room, those costs get spread out across the rest of the system. And everybody's else's costs go up. What we are dealing with right now in this year's budget is a $1 billion shortfall due to President Donald Trump and the Republicans in Congress. We are trying to do the best we can to save our health care funding here in Michigan." Calamari said conversations around what else can be done to fill the budget gaps he thinks those might end up being a little bit of stuck in the mud at the moment. Well, that is the updated comments from the senator in charge of the school aid budget committee. What the governor's thinking, perhaps what Matt Hall, the speaker of the Republican majority, is thinking, and basically where they're at. Now, one thing that I want to back the bus up a little bit and talk about Governor Gretchen Whitmer giving her State of the State address, her final one, back in February. Once she got done thanking everybody for being there, she started her speech with basically three bullet points, two of which we're going to talk about. Entering her final year of her governorship, looking at her legacy, what was accomplished the 8 years she was governor of the state of Michigan before turning over the keys to the governor's mansion on January 1st, this upcoming year, 2027. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said her first top priority was going to be literacy. She wanted the kids to be able to read by the third grade. During her speech, she talked about, I don't care if we have to go back to Hooked on Phonics. I don't care if we have to look at what other states are doing. We need to make sure our kids can read. Well, ever since that speech, the Republican-led House went to work on a literacy package to accelerate timelines for schools and teacher preparation programs to comply with new science of reading requirements. Well, that bill package passed through the House yesterday afternoon, along with many other bills. The three-bill literacy package was among the most contentious in the afternoon session, displaying a sharp misunderstanding between Democrats and Republicans over what it takes to implement major literacy changes and how much time is needed to actually do so. Republican-sponsored bills, HB 5819 and HB 5820, sponsored by Kathy Schmaltz, Republican from Jackson, and Jamie Green, Republican from Richmond, would have moved up key science of reading compliance deadlines to July 1st of this year, 2026. Under current law, public schools have until the start of the 27-2028 school year later this fall to ensure literacy materials comply with state requirements. While teacher preparation programs would have until September 30th of next year to include require literacy training. Well, the Republican bills say sorry. If the governor is truly serious about doing this, we're going to move these deadlines up to basically 3 weeks from right now. July 1st, 2026. Those were the requirements in those two proposed bills, 5819 and House Bill 5820. Another bill, Riley Linton, Republican of Wyandotte, sponsored House Bill 5821, This would require the Department of Education to maintain a list of no more than 15 elementary reading curricula or materials and allow districts to use locally developed materials so long as they are approved by the Department of Education. Republicans stood and argued that the state of Michigan cannot afford to wait any longer. Representative Green got up and said, "We're actually in a literacy crisis right now. Shame on us that when we did the whole literacy package, that these original dates were not put in it. Why? Why would we wait until this fall when we can do it before summer?" Green said that many schools are already beginning to shift their curriculum and training because of grants that we included in the budget last year. She went on to say, "If we don't take immediate action, we're going to be, instead of 44th in the country, we're going to drop all the way down to dead last. Michigan will be 50th in the country when it comes to literacy. There is no reason we can't pivot to this new date." Well, Democrats countered that the bills moved up the timeline too abruptly, giving schools only a couple of months before the 26-27 school year to comply with the requirements that were originally built around a longer implementation period. One of the Democrat communists from Plymouth, Representative Matt Colazar, this guy is absolutely against any changes in public schools. Well, he voted against the entire package of bills. He said the bills would not help students because they don't give schools enough time to train the teachers, overhaul the curriculum, and build the system that is needed to make literacy laws work. Colazar said it's the equivalent of driving a car halfway off the assembly line. You didn't even give them a chance to finish the car, and yet you want to drive it. Oh my God. Folks, we are talking about moving it up from September this fall to July 1st and to get the training and necessary preparation for the teachers done before the end of the school year. The calendar year. They want to wait until September of next year. This is insanity. Colazar added, "The 2027 timeline was chosen after conversations with school districts and education groups that asked lawmakers for the time to properly ramp up." Well, he went on to say more, and we're going to cover it. Republicans moving up the timelines, Democrats warning schools and teachers need more time to be able to teach our kids how to read. Bottom of the hour newsbreak, hour number two. We'll be right back.